I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The CDC estimates nearly 1 in 3 adolescents in the U.S. have prediabetes. That's a jump from the previous estimate of 1 in 5. The CDC released an online summary of the findings, but no raw data and no peer-reviewed paper, raising questions about the accuracy. Meantime, a report from the UN AIDS Agency says the sudden withdrawal of U.S. funding has caused a systemic shock to the global effort against AIDS and HIV.
Years of American-led investment into AIDS programs has reduced the number of people killed by the disease to the lowest levels in more than 3 decades. USAID has also bought life-saving medicines for some of the world's most vulnerable people and rolled out testing and prevention services across Africa. The UN AIDS report says if U.S. funding is not replaced, it could lead to more than 4 million AIDS-related deaths and 6 million more HIV infections by 2029. I'm Karen Shemas.
And I'm Ben Thomas.